cliffcentral.com.
Yeah, you can. Like, you didn't warn me.
Oh, sorry. How are you doing? Welcome to the weekly mashup. It is a Thursday once again, and here we are in the studio. In the background, I've got some In Common by Alicia Keys. That's a black coffee version. How are you doing, Kenny?
I'm great. See, how are you doing?
I'm so stoked for today's show. It's December, and I'm in the December spirit. I'm feeling it, man.
This week has been my December spirit. It's disgusting.
How's it been going?
I've been going out like all the time. And you know, I don't even drink.
But so yeah, what did you go and do? Drinking. Like drink apple juice?
No.
No, you've been drinking?
I've been drinking.
Oh, really?
Like I've been.
How does it feel?
I'm a responsible
like
drinker.
To be drinking every day? Like for someone who doesn't?
It's disgusting.
Is it?
Because this
you
morning...
You hate yourself yet?
My stomach is starting to hate me.
Okay.
I'm like, I'm getting bloated. Okay. This is why
that's
this puffy skirt.
Oh, really?
Skirt, it's really to hide.
Oh, you're bloating.
It's a hiding. It's a hiding skirt.
Oh, okay. It's okay. You could do
I'm
with
kidding,
some bloating.
But it's been.
Don't worry.
No one can do with bloating.
Just some fun in the studio. I'm sorry.
It's not really bloating. It's like water retention. Oh, I don't know.
You're inflamed.
I'm inflamed.
That's what alcohol does. It inflames you.
Apparently so. Mm. But you know
I've
what?
Been inflamed for years. I'm not like overweight. I'm just inflamed. Like heavily.
No, but I'm having I'm having a good December so far.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been catching up with old friends. It's been good.
All right.
It's been so good.
No, I'm glad to hear that. We've got an old friend in the studio with us today.
Yeah.
Tuso, how are you doing, buddy?
Fine, thanks. How are you doing today?
I'm good. It's so good to have you in the studio with us. Speak directly into the mic.
Into the mic.
Yes, love the mic.
Love that.
Want to eat the mic up, you know. Think of the mic
gosh.
As... Yeah, well,
there are a lot of people who use this mic, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of people who eat mic.
I suppose so. Who eat mic? I hope not.
No, I don't think mine? That's a thing.
You know, he's Gareth's producer, Mike.
Oh.
Yeah, Mike.
Microflex.
Oh, so okay. Yes,
right.
Yes,
there
yes,
are a lot
yes,
of people
yes.
apparently who eat Mike. Anyway,
I don't know Mike like
welcome,
that.
Welcome. Pray you don't.
Everybody wants to be like Mike.
Yeah, we want to keep you pure for the Lobola to be better. As it is, I mean, we reveal too many secrets on the show.
I know, it's disgusting.
We really cannot say some things, you know what
no,
I mean?
No, but I feel like we've crossed that threshold.
Yeah, so...
Even Tuso, like, I mean...
It's going to be a tough negotiation.
You didn't introduce right. Tuso properly.
Oh, sorry, yes.
Let's hear this. Can this introduce Tuso, me properly? I don't want to hear this one.
So Tuso has been with the show since day one.
Yeah,
and he
right.
tweets us. He's actually very. Oh, and he caught me on another show. Like when I was cheating on you.
Totally
he tweeted
caught,
me.
Yeah, show.
He's
yeah,
like, hey,
right?
Candace. Is that you?
Yeah, she was cheating on you.
About that.
She was cheating on you.
She does that a lot, by the way.
Keeping options open.
Yeah,
you have to.
She was once on a sex show, and I was that. Was that the
one? That was the one. That was the one.
Okay, so I've been on two sex shows. I've been
oh,
on
my Lord,
the Cliff Central
twice.
One and the Touch Central one. It's disgusting. I'm like,
show. You have to I go know, on every sex show.
I know. If you guys are looking for a sex expert, I am your girl.
To me, sure you must get a podcast of that thing. That was pretty cool. That is Candace.
I've what seen is Candace? Her in a different
light. It was
know
awful.
About that. She's still a virgin. That's what she tells me.
Oh, yeah, the trauma.
Oh, okay. The truth comes out. It's a horrible way to find out. Not in studio, not like this.
Oh, no, the person who found out was very devastated. Like, when I was a virgin, and I had to, like, sit him down and be like, I know what you think it's about to go down, but it ain't.
It ain't going to
like,
go
put
down.
Your towel back up.
Oh, no. Put your towel back up.
You go to towel stages.
That's why people try to run me off the road. That's some traumatizing
Wow. I mean, that's just... I don't even want to talk about that.
I know. Let's move
on
swiftly.
But, guys, I just want to give you a quick one, all right? And this is not because Candace has said it. But I want to give you a quick one. A quick tip. Like, that whole thing, I don't care how in shape you are, how great your body is. When a girl's gone out the room and then she comes back and she finds you suddenly naked,
yeah.
It's never worked.
Never.
I don't think I've ever heard of a guy who said, you know, and what I did is she went out the room and then I took my clothes off and she came back in. And there I was, ta-da, push naked.
Yes.
And she was like, oh, wow.
Thank you.
I was wondering when you would ask. It just doesn't work.
It's similar to a dick pic. Like, it's never really wanted.
No.
If it wasn't like a build up, then don't do it.
Yeah.
You know?
No. If someone hasn't asked for it, don't surprise
or even hinted
yeah,
at it
yeah,
you know
yeah.
Like I mean 5 meals barely constitutes
actually we've spoken about this. I don't want to get into that again. It's like I don't want to do that again. I don't want to do that one
let's
again.
Not
so how's your week been going, by the way?
Are you speaking to me or
yes,
to so
no you first
My week's been great.
You said apart from the drinking, what else have you been doing?
No, it's been amazing. I've been like going out, living my best life, meeting people. You know, so it's been fun.
Living your best life.
That's a new phrase, by the way. I'm using it all the time.
Living my best life.
I'm living my best life this December.
It's the thing now. Yeah. Everyone is saying that now.
Exactly. So. Like it's an Oprah phrase, actually. But, you know, we've adopted it as our own now.
I've been living my best life as well.
Really?
But anyway, I'll talk about that after I've asked you. So how's your week been? Tisha?
My week has been very quiet, actually. I am an accountant, so I go to work.
Where do you work?
I work for a construction company, a consortium, actually, in Manlin.
You're from Pretoria?
I'm from Pretoria.
I'm that side as well.
I know.
I'm from that side. I'm just back there right now because I'm going through a thing.
I'm sure you know.
I know.
I'm trying not to stay there. I don't want to admit that I don't live there. I'm just going through a thing. All right.
I'm from Harankua.
Get the hell out of here.
I promise you. Zone 16.
Demand. Go. Happy night to Zone 4, man.
Zone 4. Is it?
And they get it down, Sikali.
I'm not sure.
I'm so glad
you've alienated so many listeners, by the way.
If we've alienated you, I'm sorry. Come back. We're just speaking Sipitori. We're introducing you to a new language. It's not an official language, but
it's
actually the 12th language.
Yeah, it's got everything in there. It's got Tswana in there, it's got Zulu in there.
That's the only time I heard.
He said that's Afrikaans da.
Yes.
Okay, we're stretching it, eh?
Yeah,
we are stretching it.
And then I got to the University of Pretoria and I had to push it up a bit, you know how it goes.
Is that when you studied accounting?
Yes, that's where I started accounting, and I was caught up between the British accent and I was like mushy there. I had to choose in the morning.
So. And then what are you working with now? what do you call that?
I don't know. I just wake up in the morning and I clear my throat and then whatever comes out.
Because I'm getting a hint of colored.
No,
just a little.
I actually got that a lot when I was at university. Are you colored?
She's got her colored radar on.
I see. So you just, Akeda.
Excuse me.
Akeda.
Really?
No, but you do, Candace.
No, I do not.
Like when someone cannot get away with that. Like just a little bit of, hey, listen here, my skin. It's like,
one of us.
NT, what did you get up to? You were saying you were living your best life.
I've been hanging out with my nephews and niece. We've been going to the movies. We went to watch Mona.
Oh, nice. Night. How is it? Because I'm a Disney fanatic.
Show. It's a great show. It's such a good show. It's really about...
It isn't a movie. You're saying show. Theater?
Well, no. Like, that's how you talk about a good piece of film. Like, you call it it's a great show, you know.
You confuse the rest of us.
Sorry guys, I'm talking movie industry now, you know. Sorry guys,
it was a great show. It was fantastic. Excuse us.
The Rock actually did quite well in it. I was quite impressed with
his acting. Has really improved.
He's really great. I'm actually quite jealous. I don't like him right now because I think he's really good.
He's brilliant.
It's just voice there though, ain't it?
Yeah, it's just his voice, but like, you know, it's a voice work.
Yeah, no, but that's hard.
You know, that's hard. I mean, I've been doing some animation myself lately, and it's like,
really,
playing all the characters, and it's hard, you know. So for him to do it so well, I was actually like, bastard.
Damn. But he's also a wrestler. So can you smell what
the
Rock?
Because
he's got backup, so you know, like he could go back to wrestling.
Oh.
If the acting thing really sucked,
well, wrestling is acting, to be honest. So
it's just an extension. But it's terrible acting.
It is, actually. Yeah.
But so you watched Mona?
We watched Mona, and then yesterday we went to Smile, the same place I went to last time where they didn't have the men's baby changing bathroom.
Oh, okay.
But this time I didn't have to use those facilities, and we just hung out. We've just been hanging out with kids, man, just acting
that's
a
nice.
Fool. And
kids
time.
Bring out the best, though.
Yeah, they do,
like, because they're so chilled with life. And they're so honest.
Like, you don't have to drink with kids around. Like, they act like they're... Like,
that's a problem.
You're with your drunk best friend most of the time. Like, you're all drunk together, but you haven't been drinking. Because they act like drunk people all the time.
That's a first. That is a complete first.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think I've never heard that.
It's my new therapy for alcoholics out there. Just hang out with kids and just act the way you would if you were drinking. Except now you're sober because you have these drunk people around you.
I don't think people should take that advice.
Maybe like, I should just put a disclaimer on that.
I wouldn't tweet it if I were you. Let's
I'm
just
not gonna
put it
tweet
that way.
That one?
But yeah. On, in your time. Book of quotes, don't put that one in.
I'm not gonna put that in.
Yeah.
Then we watched what else did we watch? We watched a whole bunch of movies with the kids. So that's what we've been doing, man. Just hanging out with the kids, watching movies.
How is it having like, you know, clean fun? Because I'm usually on that side of the seat where you're looking at me like I'm foreign.
Yeah. I'm trying to put it together, like, which is better.
No, you don't have to rate it if it's better. I'm just asking
just
how
it's
it
fun.
Is.
It's a lot of fun. I'm enjoying it. I could do this for a couple more years. I really could.
Yes, wow.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like
you've really passed on the baton here. I'm just like taking this flaming baton and running.
Yes.
I'm like,
then you do me sure.
I want you to have it.
It's your turn now, Candace.
Thank you. Finally, you let it go.
Yeah, you know, because it was awkward sometimes when we'd go out with Candace and she's a grown up. Yeah.
And you and your friends are getting ratchet.
Yeah,
and I'm just like, I'm the designated driver.
Yeah, she's watching us. And
that's actually me all the time. I don't drink at all. So my friends always have me with them.
Oh, so
have you never drank?
You were Candace. Because she's not like that anymore.
I used to be a naughty kid. Obviously, when you go to parties when you're like 10, 13.
10?
Yeah, oh, wow.
Child.
Really.
I was a very naughty kid. I tell this to my friends and they see the person I am now. I'm an accountant who doesn't drink.
Thank God child services doesn't come to Rangua. Otherwise, they would have taken
No, they don't even know where that is. But
Yeah. Oh, by the way, let's tell them about this place. There's a place in Karankua called Tsunami.
Yes.
Tsunami, okay.
Yes.
You know why they call it Tsunami?
No.
You want to tell them?
Tell us.
It's a place where they have like RDP houses, but they came up so quickly.
It was like a tsunami.
It was like a tsunami.
Wow,
so
okay.
So people in Pretoria, specifically in Rangua, Karankua,
yes.
they are very, I suppose, expressive about how they name a place. So right next door to Tsunami is Skirlek.
Remember there was Skirlek?
Yeah.
There was Skirlek, and then the people who lived in Skirlek, because it was a Mushengo Vilu thing, they moved them to Tsunami.
Yes.
Yes.
But next door to that is Chisampama.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Now Chisampama, the reason why it's called Chisampama is
Were people getting slapped?
Yeah, exactly. All the time. Because they didn't have electricity, okay?
What?
So it was dark. So you're just walking around,
and
stumbling back home after a nice, happy time at the tavern, and someone just slaps you.
Yeah.
So it's Chisampama. And then there's Sirupimperegele,
yes.
What?
Sirupimperegele, right?
Thy work for me.
Yes. That's where most of the young ladies have found.
So that's the origination of Blessing.
Yes, basically.
That is the place where Blessing started.
Yes.
What?
And then in Mamelodi, there's a place called Kalamcha.
Divorce that dog.
Yes, leave him.
Sounds
you know?
Good. Sounds good.
So there's many names.
But
like
you know
that.
What's funny? Like for me, it's like who is a part of like the naming committee, and who oversees this naming process?
I know.
And look, the names that Timisha is talking about are probably not even official. So
but the problem with that is the fact that so many people.
Yeah.
This person had so much influence; they could actually spread amongst
it's
the
one
town.
Person, right?
It took one person.
That's a fair point. One day, someone said, "Kalampia."
And then they told someone else. It shows you the power of word of mouth,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And the other thing I think that's great is people are having fun with it. But if you think about it, it's not official, but try and getting a taxi and not saying, "Kya go tsunami."
Yes.
Like the taxi.
Like, where are you going?
Where are you going?
Zone
12. And taxi drivers have attitude, eh?
You know what I mean?
Like they don't play.
No, they don't play.
And
they
you like, I find that like when I do catch a taxi, and
you
I do, guys.
Taxi? You've called a taxi before?
Obviously.
What
like
kind of
in
a taxi?
Matric, no, not an Uber, guys. Like taxi. Like where you have to stand outside and point to the sky. Down, left, right, five.
Wow. I've got a newfound respect for you, Candace.
This is actually the sign for Tsunami, by the way, when you're in Harangua. Four, yeah. And Chisampama is two.
Two.
Yeah.
Why four?
I have no idea, actually. It just
and
came
two?
Because two... I don't know. I'm starting to think about it. I don't see what the logic is.
Like
there.
Five from Cresta's town.
Yes.
And
what?
Then and then
if you're in Cresta and you say five.
Five, you're going to town.
You're going to town, okay.
Yes.
You're not saying hi.
No, you're not saying hello. even though they did drive past me sometimes. I even thought I was doing it wrong. I was like
it's like that hot girl is hitting on me.
Yeah. They're like high five to you too, girl.
I think they thought it was some sort of a ruse. There's like, a sting operation.
I know. If I get out of here, my car will be taken.
Yeah.
No, but then when I do, like, I found that if I speak like I'm speaking now, they just don't take me seriously.
Yeah,
like,
no.
They just keep driving.
No.
So you have to, like, put on, like, I had to be like, sorry, Shot left. Shot left. Shot left.
Short left, please.
Yeah, you can't. You've got to like just put a little twist. Yeah, like just to know that you're dangerous enough to know.
Yes.
Like,
you
know? Like I could, something could go off in the
test. And then I had to like literally start speaking like broken Tswana, like you know, because they started gossiping about me in the taxi.
Yeah.
So I'd have to like start speaking Tswana, you know, just so that it doesn't get too heated.
Just for control.
Yeah. Just so that they don't think they can kidnap me and I won't know. Like that was my thinking. Just like, let me stop this planning process.
Yeah, and the one way they will get you is if the taxi fare is 11 rand, you won't say 11. You will say 11. And they will be like, this one.
Yeah.
Eleven
rand.
11.
And the dreaded day you discover that you become an accountant when you sit in the front seat. Oh my God. There's nothing more intimidating.
Because you can't say no, right? And what if you really honestly cannot count?
But actually, it comes with it. When you sit there, you know that
you're going to be the accountant.
That's what's going to happen. I actually love that because you would sit in peace. No. For the rest of the journey.
No. Because someone's always tapping you on the shoulder.
Four town.
This is like 900. You see, that's when it gets and a little bit unfair.
Yeah.
When it's not like at least it was four town.
Yeah. Then yeah.
You're like,
yes.
Okay.
The same.
11:44.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. But then it's like four, like three town and one my gate or something like that. And you're like,
two harangua. You're like,
even worse. Right?
No,
I'm
but
confused. And no, you can never ask a taxi driver.
No.
Like you can't say, so how much is.
No, I do.
He gets angry.
No. I do. Because you know what would make him even more angry? If I gave back the incorrect change.
Yes.
So I was just like, look, I don't know what
tell
I'm
me
doing.
How this works, or you're going to get incorrect change.
Yeah, though. No, I just, no, I don't, I didn't even, like, I just, like, held it out to him. Like, I was just like, nigga, take your money. Like, I ain't even going to.
No,
I'm
that's not
even,
what you
no,
do.
No, I realized when
you
he gave.
You have a lot of responsibility.
He grabbed that money. And I think, like, he was so relieved when I got out. Like, he was like.
Yeah, she was
like,
totally.
Can we get someone competent up in here?
Yeah, she was totally was like, not right for that job. She should never, we should never have let her sit in the middle front seat.
When we saw those stupid curls, we should have known.
Yeah.
We should have known.
We saw that Iron Maiden t-shirt. Should have known.
She's not one of us.
Yeah, but the guys usually just say, just give me my 260 and you'll sort out the rest with everyone else. That's what they usually do. And then you have to answer to the people behind you, because he takes his money. He takes whatever is supposed to be. Like if the taxi is supposed to be 256 for everyone, he just says, give me 256 and then you sort the others out, and they will look at you with those eyes. And like,
and then you realize that
I feel
some
no
people
guilt.
Said Macau and you heard Margate and it's like
no, the only time I
gave
actually
me the
think
wrong change.
No, taxi is only stressful one time for me, and that's when someone hasn't paid, and
yes,
you know your ass
yes.
paid. But
oh,
now they
yes. You know the culprit too. You like, you know
and
who the guy
is.
Like
this.
And you're like, because you can't be the snitch at the same time,
and then,
right?
And then you're like, you better not get off before you pay, because paid.
Yeah.
So you
and
better not
is,
get off.
The taxi driver kind of knows. They expect one of you to snitch the guy out, but at the same time, they don't want you to be a rat, because they lose respect for you once you're
a
rat.
Oh my gosh, no. But anyway,
this is too much.
Let's move on from Texas. It's too stressful.
Okay.
So what are you going to do with the rest of your December? Are you still going to be doing, like, you know, the sober living?
I'm going to try.
You're going to try?
Mm.
What's your drink of choice, actually, when you do go out? I'm just curious. I want the listeners to know what's your poison.
Oh, come on, guys. I'm a role model.
Are you a whiskey guy?
I'm a role model. Can't talk about those things. Let's move on. Let's ask.
Oh, you're getting paid. So you can't be like, I only drink Jameson.
No. I used to be a Peroni ambassador.
Oh.
But I have to be honest, I never liked it.
Well, no more for you.
Yeah. So
no
they you know, they're kind of like, we stopped that, so I can be honest now.
Yeah.
Like, you know when you do a tell-all book?
Yes.
My life as a Peroni ambassador and how I used to drink other brands while I was out there using their money. That's exactly what I did.
Nobody has to know.
Well, they know now. I think I'll never get another job at Peroni again.
Or any alcohol company.
Or any other, because they'll know that guy's a liar, right? Like, yes.
And no one will actually trust you anymore when you appear in a commercial.
Oh my god.
Okay, you shouldn't have snitched on yourself. I'm sorry.
I snitched on myself. You made
Damn,
me snitch
I'm so
on
sorry.
Myself.
You, no, you make
get,
me snitch
I'll
on myself
get
all the
another
time.
Alcohol.
Yeah, it's actually just
like
beer.
Endorsement yes. again.
Well, just like I'll never get a date again. It's okay. We're fine. We even.
I'll be broke and you'll be
a spinster.
Why will you never get a date again, by the way?
You have heard the show.
Mm-hmm.
He makes me say the most ludicrous stuff on radio. And then whenever someone asks me out, I always pray. They're not a fan of his. Because if they're a fan of his, they're going to be listening to the show.
Yes, that's true.
I just pray that my wife doesn't listen to the show until, you know, the settlement's done. at least.
And you know, even if she's not listening and she says his voice is going to drive me up, she's having other people listen.
Yeah, she's probably having other people. So spies. I think it might mess up my settlement situation right now.
Oh my God.
So I'm hoping she's not listening until like well into next year. You know what I mean? Like she continues not to listen.
I want nothing to do with him. She's not listening.
Yeah. But anyway, yes. So my drink of choice.
Yes. Like, is it like cocktails? Is it beer?
I never really like whiskey? Cocktails generally, like okay. all of them, because they tend to be too sweet. But where did you want me to come and see? It's a social.
Social on Main. Oh my God, it's their drinks menu is the most beautiful thing heavenly. I've ever seen.
It's heavenly. Like,
they even tell you, like, if you're looking for something sweet, something dry, it's like.
Oh. I think if you were a drinker on earth and then you make it into heaven, you know, like there's that off chance that you make it into heaven, there's a social.
On Main,
yes. In heaven.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, or maybe the one that is in heaven, they did a franchise for us guys here. Just to
but
be like, look,
people go there too.
Dang.
That's another thing.
You know what
like,
I'm saying?
Like, I pitched up early and then, like, so I'm not a flirt.
No, but... not at all. Of course not. But
I mind my own business. Yes. People flirt with me. I do not flirt.
Oh, you don't even flirt back.
That's the difference, right? You're just sitting there, mind your own business,
right,
and people are hitting on you left,
reading
right, and
this
center.
Extensive cocktail menu.
Yes.
And oh my gosh, there were so many cute guys there. I was like, for the first time, I'm actually spoiled for choice. Who do I look at? And then obviously they were all too like mousy to come up. And then the one,
us multi guys don't do that.
The one who was really cute and he wanted to like make his way over, he waited too long. My friend, who's loud as hell, pitched up real quick and she rolled up. She was like,
boom. The fat friend, eh?
And then he literally, I could see him, he was like pretending like he was going to go to the bar. You know that slick move, that mean pull, where I'm going to go to the bathroom but like do a U-turn and just be like, hey.
Does the staring thing usually work with girls though? With women,
well, if you're cute. If you're cute, a lot of shit.
Because it doesn't work with guys. I mean, you look at the girl, it doesn't mean you're going to, she's going to
no,
come
no, no,
to
you.
You
have,
plan,
okay, no, because a woman.
If you stare at her like you're going to stare at her like on the parking lot, that's usually not going to work.
Yeah, like there are different stares. That's why you leave it to the woman to stare. Like, you know, you look at him like you might recognize him. Like, that's my thing, because I got big eyes. I realize I can't do the cute seductive stare.
That's what I usually get. Like, do you recognize me?
Yeah.
Yes.
With you, it's difficult.
Do you hate me because I once dated your sister? Like, what is it?
No,
that's
with
going
you,
on?
With you, yeah, it's hella difficult.
With you, it's very difficult.
It is difficult.
It's actually really hard, guys. Yeah. You know what? I don't wish a celebrity thing on anyone. It's easy to pick up girls because you're a celebrity. It's hard. It's actually hard.
Because you also don't want to crush them if they happen to be a fan.
Yeah.
But you also don't know if they're a fan or if they're like.
And sometimes they just don't want, like, they're thinking, I think he likes me.
Yeah.
And I kind of like him.
And then they're going to go tell their friends, like,
yeah. But I would rather make him feel bad because he's a celebrity, like, you can't get this.
Oh my God.
And you know, like,
that's so
ridiculous.
Do you know
that Dimitri guy? He was actually. So, I, you know what I do actually?
What?
If there's a table full of really good looking women, and I see them once out of the corner of my eye, I make sure I don't look back there again. Because I know what the story's going to be. Oh, it's that guy from whatever. And he's just looking at us, girl. I think he wants. And all you were doing was, do I recognize any of them? So, if you, Candace, are sitting at a table and I know that there's some good, and I didn't see you, you're going to think I'm just ignoring you.
Yeah.
Like, but why?
Yeah.
Because I'm like, if there's someone I know there, they must come to me.
No, but it's intimidating.
If I look over there one more time, they're going to be tweeting. They're going to be telling the other people that, oh, this guy, he just wanted us. No. Meantime, I was like,
I know him. Like, he's he was looking at me all creepy shit, friend.
Exactly.
No, but people
I can imagine
do.
Why it's tough. Sorry.
Yeah, no, go.
I can imagine why it's tough for you, Tamisha, because you don't want to use your celebrity hood. At the same time, you still want to be natural. So
it's tough,
I'm sorry, bud.
He's terrible. He's actually terrible at being
those,
natural.
Those days where it actually does work.
I can imagine.
You never know.
It will work.
It's a gamble. It's a gamble.
It's a
like, no, but it's dang. Like, no, but I think like the celebrity thing for a man is like just a girl thing. Like, you know, being a woman, it's tough in general.
Yes.
Because you could be looking at like past the guy. And for him, just because he's looking at you, all of a sudden he thinks you all have made a connection. And you're like no, brother, this it wasn't a thing. Listen. And then you have to like pull a Linda on them. Like, listen, Linda, listen. Yeah, I'm not interested. Can I buy you? No.
I was looking behind you.
Yes.
The waiter was behind you.
And
guy.
Men have this thing, right? A good looking man generally. Well, I don't go for good looking men. I go for.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway.
But
tell us about good looking men.
I saw
what you heard.
What I've heard. through the grapevine and definitely not from experience.
So we're safe. We're safe. We are very safe. Let's go for
you and I are safe.
Oh my God. Yeah. But like, they'll usually travel with guys who are loud, number one, and number two, that aren't as attractive. So you're like, so,
but
so then,
girls do the same.
Yes, yeah, so we can
not continue. Hang on to that thought. I want you to continue, but I want the listeners to know. I want you to know right now, if you're listening to us, that girls do it all the time. Yes. So anyway.
No, but no. Because I don't choose my friends based on looks. Like, I don't go around like, hey, damn girl, you're so cute. Like, I'm being my squad. Mm, you know, I'm not Taylor Swift. Okay. But like, guys do that, and then like you eye the cute one. You guys make this eye contact. Oh, and then there's that loud friend. That loud friend who wants to make shit awkward for everyone.
Yes.
He's like,
yes.
You're not getting none. So yes. Neither am I. Yes. Neither is he.
Yes.
You ain't looking at me.
I know that guy.
And it drives me crazy. Yeah. I'm like,
he's actually
the cock block of
the equivalent of the fat, awkward, obtrusive, cock blocking chick.
What?
Yeah.
I don't have any fat friends, but
I mean, they don't necessarily, you know,
I don't think fat is the word. I don't think, because you find really attractive,
you know,
larger girls.
People are going to be so angry at me when I use some of these words. I'm going to have to just disclaimer that and apologize.
No, but
right,
we're using this rhetorically
now.
Speaking. Okay. No, in the bubble of like what people describe
in general.
Yes, generally. Yeah, no. But
okay,
like,
so
the unattractive friend.
Tuso and Candace.
Definitely.
Thank you, guys. You stick by me.
No, let's just say the unattractive friend.
Yes.
You know.
Not so attractive.
Yes. The least attractive of the bunch.
Yeah, I think that actually works better.
I think, you know, but like, I think the biggest problem is that, like, you know, people are like, oh, why don't you, like, where do you meet men? Firstly, don't ask me that, guys, because I don't know.
There's
like,
no place.
You meet men
everywhere.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, but you know what I find? I go through like spells where I just meet men everywhere. And all men have confidence and they all want to speak to me. That's great. And then I go through like the desert
where I literally
go to places where men should be hanging out.
And
nothing.
They left. They've gone to play.
they call the congregation. They're like, there's a crazy chick on the loose.
Yeah.
We are all just getting on a bus and leaving.
Don't go to that place, guys. Candace is coming. She's wearing that Iron Maiden.
If you want to stay in your happy relationship, don't do that.
All right. So Tiso, what do you think like this dating game is looking like, especially this December? I mean, you're a single guy, right? Look, she's listening right now.
You gave a side eye. Did you see?
I can tell you she's listening right now. So
look, it's actually complicated.
Say, no,
it's not.
No,
it's not.
So.
It's not
on radio.
It's not as straightforward as it is.
You're not funny.
I can't protect you.
Tuso knows our show. He knows that we snitch on ourselves. I don't know why he thought he was going to be safe.
But you know what? It's a habitual thing. There must be
I didn't think you'd be
so snitched on yourself.
No. It's actually a bit complicated.
Okay, what's the complication?
We are on and off, and it's
okay,
like a situationship.
Are you on right now?
Right now we are
on-ish.
Onish. Yeah, it's not a very healthy thing to be in. But
how long has this on and off been happening?
5 months.
Oh, damn! That's
a relationship. That's a full on. Like, if you've been on and off for 5 months, you're just in a relationship. Welcome to the real world.
Also, like, that's too
normal.
Short. That's like years. Like when you've been dating for years and you're on and off, that's like a situation.
Yeah.
Anything less than a year, it's a situation. Like it's not a situation. It's a relationship.
Is it
the start of a relationship?
Yeah. It's kind of what you guys are doing. You're setting the tone
for what's
going to
happen.
You think so? Mm. So I must just get out what I can.
Well, you
know what
you're
saying.
Don't let him advise.
I'm not saying
him.
That.
No.
I'm saying fix it.
Fix it, Jesus.
Why am I now that guy? No, fix it. Fix it.
No.
Take it from me.
No, I'm just saying that you don't want him pointing the finger at you like Tamisha said,
like,
I must leave you.
Oh, okay.
That's the guy.
The last thing you need. The last thing you need is more. Someone
more
else.
More blame, right? More blame. Like me being the cause of another relationship.
A broken
failure.
Relationship.
Another.
That seems to be a habitual thing.
I've been hearing this thing about, so that's why you're saying another. What did you do to Candace?
No, nothing.
He's never been involved in my breakups.
To never, ever be involved in any of Candace's relationships.
You get invested. You get invested from afar.
Yes, that's true.
And then by the time the meeting is supposed to happen, then it's like, I broke up.
Yeah, because I'm very sensitive. Like, I wish only the best. And then, like, to be honest with you, like, some of the choices is not what I would have chosen.
And if they're listening, and you got people who hate you now again.
Oh, gosh. They didn't hate me before? What the fuck? Are they dumb?
No, honestly, like, I love all the relationships I've been in because they've taught me a lot about myself.
Yes. There's magic in mistakes.
It's beautiful. It's such a beautiful thing to be able to look back. Mm. But I would not go back. But like, I find that I'm this kind of person, right? We can be in a relationship. We can have the worst fight, like break up, whatever. And then I'll still reach out like a month later just because I don't want bad blood. Mm. And then I find that the guys always tend to be the one that just start acting like, beep, you know? And I'm like, why are you acting like a biatch? You know, I'm just... Yeah. I just don't want bad blood because we're bound to bump into each other.
That's actually true. I also do that. I don't believe in just, you know, just separating and otherwise never seeing each other again or talking to each other. I've had lunch with a couple of my exes. And,
so it just depends when. Yeah. Okay. Like, don't be in a relationship having lunch with your exes.
Yeah, look. Like, that's actually a fair point.
But when is it a relationship? Like, what if it never really took off and then, like, you just start calling or something?
That is disgusting.
Yeah,
that's like, called it ghosting.
Really, it never really happened. Like,
that's ghosting. Okay, so how long does it not happen before it stops happening?
Like maybe it was like a 2-week thing, and then
2 weeks.
Yeah,
it was just a hit and run.
I suppose.
Oh, no, then that's not a relationship.
I mean, it was like more than that. It was like, you know, you still talk
but
every now and again.
You can have like a hit and run situation and still be cordial.
Like cordial, but sometimes I don't like the formal. It's over.
No, you don't have to say it's over. If you're going to revisit the subject, there's no point in saying it's over. It just means until next time. Like, until we're lonely again together.
Yes.
And it also depends if it started. Yeah, if it started. Did you guys agree that now we are dating? Or was it just one thing?
Someone always catches feelings too, so it's never easy.
There was never a promise. You know, there was never anything written down.
So it never had to be over.
I don't recall that. I just recall there was like some talks of what might be, but there was never that.
So you don't actually have to say it's over.
No, but he needs to stop giving me ideas, because now I'm going to start approaching relationships with a contract. Like, I adhere to dating Candace for this duration of time.
I mean, it doesn't have to be even written. There just has to be a verbal contract. You shake hands on it, sort of thing. Or you kiss, or you consummate it. Whatever it is, there has to be a thing of, listen, now you are my girlfriend. And you have to say the words.
Yes.
And someone has to say, I'd like you to be my girlfriend. Because this thing, we just fell into it. Yeah. No, nobody just falls into it. You're my girlfriend. I'd like to get serious with you.
Yeah.
Even if I don't say, I'd like you to be my girlfriend, but I like having you around. I want to get serious with you.
Yeah.
And I want to be with you more often.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And exclusively you.
Yeah.
That is a contract.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And
okay. And
that's actually how it was before. But now, these days, we just chill on the couch.
Yeah,
and
we
don't have clothes on. And
and the next thing, you've done that a couple of times. And it's like, now we're expected to move in, right?
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
No. But can I ask you guys something? And this is a philosophy men happen to adhere by. Why is it, like with a woman, this is how we operate, right? Mm. I'm dating Bob. Bob and I break up, a clean break, like whoever's crying is crying, whatever. But Bob and I know that the relationship is officially over, right? Mm. I give myself 2 months, I'm playing Celine Dion, I'm playing Toni Braxton, Unbreak My Heart, we're crying, you know, doing the damn thing. This is how men think, right? And then I'll get into a relationship after 3 months, maybe. I've been dating around so-and-so, but I'll get into... Men, why is it that they are in a relationship? Then they start courting, right? So... they start courting you and you're like, okay, no. So you're dating, right? You're not married or whatever, but you're dating someone.
Yeah.
It's been serious 5 years, whatever, however, 5 years, 3 years, 2 years.
We're not dating anymore.
Yeah, no, but you know, it's not legally contractual. It's not legally.
For 5 years.
No, but it's not a contract still. But okay, no, but this is what I'm asking.
A long time.
No, this is what I'm asking. Why do men already start recruiting potential before they jump ship? And then someone tweeted or Facebooked that because you go, when you need shoes, do you go shopping barefoot?
That's true. You don't like going until your shoes are finished. Then you go and find new shoes, right? You're like, these shoes, I've worn them a couple of times. Let me go see if I can find some.
Unless if you have caterpillars, then they last forever.
Because that's mining shoes. That's marriage.
Okay, yeah. I see what you're saying.
So why do men do that? See? Both of you.
Which tea are you talking to?
Both of you. Because the cat has got y'all's tongue now.
You know, I think I'll let the younger man respond, because this is not my generation.
It's not your generation.
No, your generation is what you are the problem.
You know, I date through the generations. So I'm asking for all women out there.
T, go ahead, man.
To be fair, it's not everyone. I mean, I don't do that. I don't do that, by the way. Just put it out there.
Of course you say that on radio.
The on and off guy definitely doesn't do that.
It's complicated, that's all.
Just complicates it. It's technically not dating someone else because it's complicated.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think these days people just give up easily. I think people just... one fight, then they're already looking to get out. I think they're already just looking for someone else. I think that's the problem.
I think there's just too many options out there.
Yeah, but also, do you think?
That's what we've become.
Yes.
Like, if you think about it, right?
Agreed.
Back in the day, there was one hamburger place. Like, you used to go to Wimpy, yeah, or Wimpy. Back in the day,
Wimpy used to be the shit.
It was. And everything was just one thing, right? There was like maybe three or four beers that you could drink. There were like three or four kind of
orange juices.
But now,
variety.
I mean, the variety is so much. Even when you go to a restaurant, you never have to eat the same dish twice.
That is true.
And I think we've become this society of first of all, we are a throwaway culture. So have your brand new iPhone or Samsung. Or Huawei, but it's like, or your Sony, and it's amazing, right? 2 years later, in fact, 1 year in, they've released a new one. So the next year of your contract, if you're on contract, you're just waiting for this thing to expire just so you can get the next one, right? How many people go and get a new phone at the end of the contract and don't renew, like when they get that first SMS? Like, you can renew now, like, yeah, let's go. So we become that kind of society where we're constantly renewing. Everything happens really fast, and you don't have to be with the same person for life because there's so many other options.
But don't you think, like, for me, this is my thinking as a woman at least, it's, you know, you get into a relationship with someone new, right? But everything new is amazing. Like, that's everything
true.
New, shiny,
yes, it's true.
It's amazing. It's like different.
Brand new car smell.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But how many times do those relationships that start within another relationship before you hop ship, right? So he's starting this relationship with you. And then he's like, okay, no, I'm about to let Tina go now. I just need you to be clear that Tina is leaving. Like, she has been shown the door.
Yeah.
And obviously,
she's
Tina's
collecting her stuff.
Yeah, she's not going to leave without a fight. She's still going to, like, want to find you and kill you and whatever.
Yeah.
So now, how many of these relationships can stand after Tina's no longer in this situation? Because you must remember, men do this. They'll, like, come to you and tell you everything bad about the one they have, right? So they'll be like, oh, man, girl, like, I've left her in my heart.
Yes.
Like, you know, some bullshit like that. Like, oh, no, you know
every
physically,
night,
we're still there.
Every other night, I still have to go back to that's my house. That's
exactly. But it always makes me think, like, how possible is it that relationships like that can actually endure? One stemming from something else, like Brad and Angelina with Jennifer Aniston, right?
Yes. Oh, we're gonna use Brad and Angelina.
Because, well, we know what happened.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, I always ask myself, like, if the success rate is so low, why do men continue to do it?
Another thing is, when you're the lady in the relationship, don't you wonder if he's not doing the same thing?
Because I feel like how you meet someone is how
you're
it's
going
gonna
to end. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's actually a fair point. It's deep. Candy's getting deep today.
It's deeper than I was expecting. I thought we were just going to talk about
because
nice,
like,
drinking spot.
No.
I thought you were supposed to be the fun one, right?
Yeah. No. Candice is the fun one. Now she started drinking.
I'm asking all the fun questions. No. No, I'm asking because I'm realizing that this is becoming a trend, right?
Yeah.
So guys will hit on you. You go on a date with this guy, obviously, if you don't see a ring. But then, like, as you're going on dates with this person, you're like, Hunter, why can't I text you after 8? Like, you know, like, why is your data off?
My phone stops working, the way that my phone is structured.
Yes.
It's my contract.
Don't joke. Like, oh no, my phone's giving me problems.
Every night it's giving me problems. During the day, though,
it works like a bomb. You know, so I'm always asking myself, like, in this dating world that I'm finding myself in, it's becoming so difficult to actually meet a standalone man. And then you go back to, like, old school like sayings, like, you know, on the farmlands, like Mafeking, and my farmlands. I didn't want to be too broad, just in case they don't say that your farmlands. So then, like, Tswana people will say things like "moto motola motu," which means you find someone with someone.
Yes.
Like, you're never gonna find
them.
Don't find them hanging on a tree.
I'm trying to find some of those sayings myself, and I mean, that's how it is. You know, you never find, like, anybody who's eligible. It's very hard to find them. Just like they were just
lying around,
waiting for you.
Like, you didn't know I was going to get you at 2 o'clock?
You
like,
know,
what?
Yeah.
You didn't know you were going to meet all of this?
Yeah, I think it's the nature of now where we are. Look, I don't think it's the right thing, but it's what it is.
It's the wrong thing, but it's happening. For our English listeners, it means that a man is like an axe. You know, he'll hit other trees, but he'll always come back home.
Oh, you got to loan an axe out.
Yeah.
gotta, like, if your neighbor needs to use the axe, let the neighbor use the axe.
No. So obviously we can't live according to old sayings, but I also feel like society's killing us because they're making it seem like, you know, life is works according to morality. And we all know when the Blessed thing came out, it was their hashtag was morality must
fall. Yeah.
Yes, but like, I mean, these conversations need to happen because, I mean, I'm finding myself in a circle where
I think we're finding ourselves in a moral desert at the moment.
Yeah.
And that's like across the whole world. It's not just a South African phenomenon. I think our pop culture has really, it's hard. I've stopped listening to a lot of modern music generally, like hip hop. I've stopped listening to even like some certain house music and South African things like that, because what I find is every day you are involved in this pop culture, you are actually putting stuff into your subconscious that you wonder, why did I behave that way after a while? But what you're doing is, think about it, right? What is a lot of hip-hop about? It's about get
woman.
The next best thing, get as many women.
Money.
And women, the women in hip-hop are talking the same language.
Yeah.
So all you're seeing is this sense of just rotten relationships, and it's okay to be the cause of rotting a relationship. And we do that. We do that. I know I've done it. Mm. And I admit to that, where it's like all the things that we're talking about now, like, why do we do it? And you ask, after a while, you say to yourself, it's because I feel like this is the world I'm living in. But it's not. It's a false world.
Yes.
That's not how it is. When you watch television series, think about it. Even South African television series. Have you seen a television series lately that shows the positive side of love? Whether it's black love, whether it's white love.
No.
Like, everybody's doing it nowadays. Like, Indian people are cheating on each other on TV shows. Colored people, white people, Chinese people, everybody be cheating. Yeah. So you're thinking, that's just how it is, guys. Yeah. Let's just go out and cheat.
And we're actually accepting it as the way it should be.
Yeah, yeah. Accepting it. Like,
which
is
pretty sad.
Is.
I mean, you think about it, when did it become okay for you to have like two girlfriends, or, you know?
In fact, the culture is so insidious that at the moment, it's almost like it's a norm to have a makwapeni.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, you are married. You guys are doing okay. You know, you're paying the bills lately. So it's time that you go and find another chick on the side and help her.
Yeah, and you find that these two ladies fight with each other about this guy. And this guy just sits there and watches them. He doesn't actually say.
It's actually become to a point where they stopped even fighting, you know, because like you're saying, like what's happening on social media.
Yeah.
So people will be talking on social media, and this is also what's getting into our minds. So I've tried to get away from social media for a while, where we talk about it and someone makes like that kind of funny remark, and then it becomes normal.
Mm.
Where someone says, nah man, it's okay, because what was the one that who was tweeting, what was the tweet that we spoke about earlier?
Which tweet? About the shoes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, like you don't go looking for shoes.
Oh,
barefoot, right? So that becomes a thing, like it's funny at first. And then it just becomes a way of life. That's how
we
live.
Because, I mean, society, it's. I find that humans are very funny beings because we tend to forget history, right?
Mm-hmm.
History has taught us that monogamy is not a thing. So, I mean,
monogamy,
you look at
it,
it's not a thing. Like, it's a. If we actually had to break down the idea of love and commitment and all of this is a very new concept for us. And I think a lot of the time people look at it and, like, oh no, it should be like this because it's always been like that. That's a lie. Anyone who reads the Bible knows that's a damn lie.
Well,
and anyone who studies history
culture
knows it's a lie. Mm. Exactly. So I think that this is a new concept for all of us. And now all of a sudden we've got access to other people. So we are more able to actually work out this thing, because if you understand.
Now you're talking my favorite.
No, shut up. No, like, if you understand the root of marriage was not a romantic notion. Marriage was about two families increasing their wealth and marrying off their offspring and creating, you know, a child amongst them to unite the families.
Mm.
So that's what marriage is. So that one is scrapped. In monogamy, you look at like any history, African history, Egyptian history, Roman. I mean, Cleopatra, you know, she was a side chick.
Mm.
To it was
Antony.
Antony was the second one. There was a first one.
The pharaoh?
No, whoever. So I mean Cleopatra was known to be the hoe, but she ended up being one of the most powerful women in Egypt. So I mean, you know, like, this is a thing that's not new to us, you know, but we're trying to instill it so much that I'm starting to ask myself, are we fighting our natural beings? You know, are we supposed to commit to one human being for the rest of our lives?
You don't ask me that.
Well, clearly you don't think so.
What do you think I'm going to say? No, look, I'm going to say this. I think there's merit in what we had as a society in terms of polygamy. Because, you know, I think people don't like to talk about this. But our whole polygamy stance was there's always going to be extra, especially women, because there's more women than there are men.
Okay.
What do we do with those women who are not part of a family? Because in the old days, if you weren't married, life was very difficult for you as a woman, right?
Yeah.
Like, you didn't have access to land, you didn't have access to any sort of wealth and that sort of thing.
Mm.
So what the plan was is just so that we can, like, no one must be outside of a family. Everyone must
have a unit
to something.
For safety, security,
for safety and everything.
Provision.
And actually even for resources.
Yeah.
So what's happened now is there's a whole bunch of people who don't belong to anybody. If you think about it, right? We're all just bouncing around. And nobody belongs to anybody because, like, it's complicated with you. So, it's really complicated with me.
It's uncomplicated
with me.
You're
kind of single. I don't know what you are.
It's mostly uncomplicated.
The three of us here, we don't belong. Anyway.
That's actually a fair point.
No one is claiming us.
We're bouncing around.
Yeah.
You're not ra somebody.
No, definitely.
You're just Tuso.
Definitely.
In the old days, you'd be ra somebody. You'd be me.
Yeah.
Me was mang mang. So we know who you are and where you're from and that sort of thing. And that in many ways, I think when you have a title like that, it allows you to always be that person.
Yes.
So when you see me at the local drinking hole, like at social or taboo or
whatever.
Not
to Misho, you
are. No, I'm Re Papa Zinati or whatever. And it's like, oh, why am I here?
With chicks?
Anyway, girl, I gotta go.
Yeah.
Whereas now I'm just Tumisho, I'm Tumza. Yeah. Especially if it's like Tumza. Then I'm really, you know.
Then you're hip.
I'm 17.
You're there.
Or Hector to some people.
Then I'm like, I'm a kid again.
Yeah.
But if I'm Re Masha.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
You can't get away with that.
But the complexity of today's day and age, right? Because that used to work. You know, because a woman was staying at home, you know, we didn't have careers and that. And then women started resenting the fact that you could only become someone through who you marry. You know, so we changed that dialogue and we started slowly but surely moving away from that and becoming more powerful. But now that's what has created the problem. Because in our power, we're no longer seeking marriage. You know, we're not necessarily, I mean, every woman wants to be with someone because they're those lonely nights.
Marriage for the reasons marriage was as well.
Exactly.
It's just,
like, marriage was protection, provision, you know, money, whatever, security. And now it's like, I got my own damn security. Shit, I even have ADT. Like, I got my own money, I got my own car, I got, you know, so men. It means
so let me
use
get the last
life.
Accessory. A husband.
But if you don't want kids, because a husband is really he's best utilized when he's going to give you
children.
Yes.
Because
if you don't
point?
Want children, then you don't need a husband. And what's the point committing to someone that you one day you might end up in Italy on a beautiful Italian, now you've got a man at home, and now you're like, shit.
On a beautiful Italian cruise or Italian?
No.
On a beautiful Italian,
on a beautiful Italian man.
And you're like, and that idiot is at home,
right?
Eating and just sitting around on the couch again. I know I'm gonna get home and find that fool where I left him. Either playing video games or watching all day cricket.
But that's another thing, you know. We get bored so easily by the things we fall in love with. So you fall in love with someone, and then you overlook the fact that his ass is home all day. You're like, okay, whatever, I love him, whatever. Mm. But then the psyche starts to kick in, and you're like, no, I need me a man that's outdoors. I want a man like him.
Yeah.
You know, when you're going out with your girlfriend and there's that man who's like just opening up the party and you're like, why can't I have
man?
Him?
And it's like, actually, if I had that man, I'd be the one at home and he'd be out by himself
opening up
another party.
Because that's his life. He's always opening parties. But you know, that's the complexity. Like, December's making me very, like,
December.
Introspective.
Stop drinking.
People are breaking up. People are breaking up now. It's December.
Stop. You are much more bubbly and happy and fun. Happy go lucky. We'll see what happens when you are sober. Okay. So my thing is this, though. Like, the other thing about marriage is, in the old days, it really was forever. Like, you just could not get out.
Yeah.
There was no alimony settlement. There was none of that. And nowadays, it's sort of like, let's just get a settlement.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to pay you this.
Yeah.
Then we're out of this. In those days, like, no. Like, you're just going to have to work through this.
Yeah.
So, three people now have come through and said, these are his babies. Girl, make it work.
Jesus.
Take
the wheel.
And yeah, no, because then if you want to take responsibility, like, okay, look, babes, what is the problem here? I know that you're a dog, but a dog can be trained. what is it that you need to stop doing this? You know
no,
what I mean?
No. But why? That's the thing, T. Why must it be our responsibility to take on the shit that you've been doing?
Because you know? Either get a dog or a pig. At least a dog can be trained. Pray you never get a pig.
Like, I feel like that's another thing. Like, men have gotten into the comfort zone of knowing that women are always looking to fix. We're always just like, I will fix him.
Look, I think as men, we also have to take some sort of responsibility.
Yeah, like,
I'd like
you
to
can't...
say that I'd like to be better at one or two things. And that's true, you know. I think there's a lot of things that we as men can do better. I can do better as a man generally in a relationship. And I'd like to try that again.
Yeah.
But if you understand that, number one, no one's going anywhere in this situation, and you take a long-term view, like when you invest in stock, if you are investing for the long term, for 40 years, and in the first 7 years of your stock that you've invested, it just goes to pieces. In fact, you invested 100,000 and now the stock is worth R1,000. Are you gonna now sell at when it's worth R1,000?
Probably.
That's the worst thing to do. Let me give you some investment advice.
With stock, it's different.
Hang on to it, because it's the first 7 years.
That's true.
You still got 33 years for it to not only bounce back to 100,000, but get to 1,000,000.
Anything can happen.
But if you're investing for the short term, then as soon as it starts dipping by 5%, take it out. So it's either we're investing for the short term, which is I like you for now. Then when things get a bit shaky, I'm out, and that's cool. Or once we say we are together in this, no matter what, we're going to stick it out.
And the most important thing there is that both parties must agree to it. I mean, both parties must understand that we are in this short term, and we're just going to service each other every night, and then
married, we don't have to service each other
at all.
Actually, no. Once,
because, you know, 7 years. What's 7 years without sex if we're going to be married for 40?
We have the last 33, right?
You're old and raggedy.
That sounds
that sounds sad.
Awful.
Like, we're not painting this marriage picture in a way that people would want it, right?
But the truth is, even like, I'm trying to find a happy medium, because the solution, the short term solution Tuso just spoke about you know, we service each other every night. That's also problematic. It comes with its issues, because there's always someone.
Someone's going to renege on that contract.
Someone always misunderstands the fine print. It's not even fine, it's the bold print.
Yes.
Like, someone is always going to come back and try and renegotiate the contract.
Like, when do we say every night? It's like, it's in bold. It says every night in bold.
Or,
not every other night. Not when you feel like it.
No.
Not even, once a week.
Not when your mother's not here.
But even if now, like, that is not the issue, right? Like, it's every week, whatever.
Yeah.
And you're willing to negotiate because it's like, okay, life gets busy. The problem then comes in, someone catches feelings. Yeah. And then they're like, why don't you take me out for dinner?
No.
Was dinner part of the contract?
The contract was not about what you got before every night.
Right? So that's the thing.
Every night is every night, baby.
And everyone likes pointing the finger at women and being like, oh, woman always catch feelings. No. Men catch feelings too.
That's true, though.
Men just start getting sulky and mopey.
Yeah.
And you're like, but why are we getting sulky?
Yeah.
And now you're like, oh, but you knew I was dating other people. Like, I was out there, like, trying to get a man.
Oh, what?
No, like,
why are we being
I'm not the
every
hoe.
Night if you're still trying to date another man and you have your people catching feelings? This is a horrible conversation.
No, man. I'm talking about just generally speaking.
Forget about it.
No,
like,
because most women who enter into, like, friends with benefits situations, whatever, aren't exactly
true.
They're not planning on staying single while your ass gets your shit right. Because if you said, I'm not planning on catching feelings, they're like, aye, cool. Then we can just until I log Bob down, then I'm like, have to swipe you to the left until maybe, you know, Bob and I break up. And that's when men get in their feelings. And you're like, but this was never.
That's complicated. How do we get to this point?
So many classes to dating. It's so scary. Like,
it's like driving on Joburg Road. There are potholes everywhere.
And taxi drivers.
You miss one, you're bound to catch another.
You know what I'm saying? Come on, guys.
It's not as simple anymore. When you meet someone, you just wonder, which category am I going to fall into now?
Right?
Am I going to be a boyfriend? Am I going to be hanging out?
Yes, and you got to make it clear, because now there was a guy who was trying to court me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, I don't want to be like a typical guy. So I don't even know what the fuck that means. And then he called me like one day straight, like from 8 in the morning till 8 at night. I was getting calls every hour, 2 hours. Then next day, no call. I was like, okay, sharp.
Cold text.
And then he sends me a text. I'm like, what are you doing? This is why I don't date people my age, because like
you thought you'd like, miss him you just call. He's like, I wanted to hear your voice again.
You know what I'm saying? Why are we complicating our lives? Yeah. I'm just about like simplifying. I'm like, okay, cool. Then you know what? If we're going to kick it, let's kick it.
Mm.
You know, if you're not into commitment and we just want to kick it, cool. If you're looking for commitment, yeah, cool. But it has to have a label.
Yeah, but like I said, you guys have to agree. That's very important.
Because a label is important.
If someone is in this for another reason and they're hoping to change you or something, you know?
They're like, I will make him commit.
I will make him.
He will catch feelings for me. He don't know me. And that's all women. All women are like, you don't want to catch feelings? It's okay. You don't know me yet.
I'm going to make you catch feelings.
Yeah, no, it's really sad, guys. You know,
we've got to wrap this up.
What time is it?
We're at the end, so can you believe it? Believe it?
It's time. It's
so,
time.
T, leave us with your final words of wisdom. Uncomplicate dating in a quick sentence.
I'll just say this.
It has to be
good
quick.
To each other. That's the most important thing. Love yourself enough to be able to love other people.
Yeah.
Be clear in what you want and don't be afraid that someone will leave you. Because you were honest about what you wanted.
Yes.
I'm talking to myself now, people.
Yes.
And I'm saying,
let's love and leave you there, guys.
We're just going to love you and leave you there.
Bye,
one of my favorite songs right now.
Goodbye. CliffCentral.com.